Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Alexis. Welcome to Retro Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Laura.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit of what you've been up to this past year.
Well, I just released the second book in my Primas of Power series. It's called A Lot Like Adios. And earlier this summer, I released an Audible original novella that is kind of a paranormal rom-com called What the Hex.
So let's chat about What the Hex first, and then let's talk about A Lot Like Adios. What the Hex first, I would say it's like the perfect escape if you have like just a couple hours, you just want to like get a little taste of your what you write, which is, and you have great excellent narrators as we chatted beforehand. So tell us about the story, like why should our listeners join Audible Plus so they can get access to it?
So What the Hex is part of the Audible Plus program, meaning if you're a member of that, you can just listen to all of the things in that program for free. Mm-hmm. It is a short little novella. It is less than 3 hours, certainly, maybe 2 hours and 45 minutes. So it's perfect if you've got like a road trip that you're on, or maybe you're doing chores and you want to have a story to keep you company while you're doing the laundry or whatever. It's just one of those stories that is just meant to be fun and sexy. And, you know, there's still some emotion. There's still all the family drama. And also just be really funny with a little hint of magic. So I hope that people like all of those elements. I certainly do. And I have called it Keeping Up with the Kardashians meets the Addams Family was kind of how I pitched it. And yeah, that is really what I tried to lean into.
Yes, I felt like it was the Kardashians if there were witches, you know. And I would watch that show. So that was a fun one. It was like a fun, like uncovering the whole, it just got a taste of the reality TV show, but it just reminded me of telenovela too. Like it kind of like the whole beats of it, like the whole process of it, just like it was like, you know, it amped it up a little bit higher and higher and higher. So it was like a fun little escape, you know?
Yeah. And it's got all the rom-com elements. There's, you know, former childhood rivals to lovers. Yep. There's the best man and maid of honor hooking up. There's, you know, 3 days until the wedding, only one bed, all of that stuff. Yeah. And then they also have to exorcise a demon out of the hero's brother.
So, yes.
Fun times all around.
Yes. And I love the twist about the demon. Like how the demon came about. That twist was great. So I loved it. So let's chat about A Lot Like Adios, because that's book two of the Primas of Power. So we see Michelle, who's been guarded about her love life, you know, and she has not been sharing that to her primas, you know, get connected, reconnected with her childhood best friend, former almost lover, but you know, something happened, you know, that got them back together. So talk to us about like, what was the source of inspiration? Like what led you to get Michelle's story and, you know, all the fun stuff.
Sure. Well, I always knew that I wanted Michelle to be with somebody from her past, mm-hmm. and that they had not spoken in a really long time. Yeah. Because I just think that kind of dynamic where they haven't seen each other since they were teenagers and like, who were they then and who are they now, is really fun. And with them, they were really just friends right up until the end of their friendship, where they kind of had like a hookup and a friend breakup right at the same time. Mm-hmm. So when they finally reunite at the age of 31, they have to kind of deal with all of that baggage, and the chemistry is still there, but there's also a lot of hurt feelings. And then like very close proximity, forced proximity. So it just gives them a lot to work through. There's a lot of tension between these two former friends.
Yeah, Yes, I love it. And I love the fact that Michelle was like, you know, there was like some work specific things that is like that drove the reason why they got together was work related. And then yeah, at the same time, she's like, okay, we're going to move in together, you know, to work this project together. We're going to have a mini retreat. So that was really cool just to see that whole process, you know, and have forced proximity of being like, we're going to be in each other's face for the next week or so, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love the roommates trope. Yeah. So that is just always really fun for me to write, you know, because like they really just cannot get away from each other and all of their, you know, past issues are just right there. So of course there's also the whole work storyline with them working together on this marketing project for Gabe's gym. And then of course the family element is really big in the story as well.
Yes. I love the family. I love the fact that like the family was just like in your face, you know, at St. John, they were like avoiding it. And I think Gabe trying to avoid his family and then coming to terms with his family relationship was really, I think it was really good to see someone who's like, I had that issue. I've been estranged from my parents and then coming back to it, you know, and the feelings he had before coming back to that relationship, you know?
Yeah. Families are just always super complicated. I think, you know, even the most steady and stable families have their complications, but especially if, you know, in the case with Gabe and his father, they really were not seeing eye to eye. And for Gabe, the only thing he could think of to do at the time was just to put as much difference, because that was the only way that he could see to become his own person. And I think sometimes we have to have those really strong boundaries. But I did also want to explore what it would be like for him in this story to be open to revisiting that relationship again. Trying not to give too many spoilers here.
Yeah, it's a really good one. I would say if you can read it, it's great, but the audio is excellent. You do need to listen with headphones or just be mindful because there's quite a bit of steam. It's high heat. It's a high heat book, but it's just excellent. So
yeah, definitely wear headphones, especially if you are at work or in the car with your kids or don't wear headphones when you're in the car probably, but.
But make sure if you're listening to the car, you don't go to drive through.
Yeah. Keep your windows up and don't have your kids in the backseat.
Yeah. Because it's going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe learn some things you don't want them to learn.
Yeah. So this is awesome. So what can we expect next for Ava's story?
Well, Ava is the third prima of power, and it is time for her to find her love. Ava has been divorced, and she's really just kind of like does not want to go through all of that again. Mm-hmm. I can't really say too much more than that because I keep changing things in her story. Like I'll start writing and then I'm like, oh gosh, no, I don't want to, like, you know, I'll just kind of like throw things out. So
we just know that Ava's coming.
Ava is coming. Yes. Ava is going to get her happily ever after.
I love that.
And it will be hard won, at least on my part.
Oh my gosh. I think it's exciting. I think it's sometimes it's the hardest books are the most rewarding at the time. You know, afterwards you're like, oh, I did it, you know,
but it's, I hope so.
It sucks to be in the middle of it. Cause you're like, oh my God, I don't see a way out, but it will work it somehow. There's going to be a happy after.
And it's so weird to be releasing a book that's like completely finished while also still like working on the next one. But it's a great reminder too, because it's like, okay, I ran into some problems with that book too, and I got through them and the book came out and I'm happy with it. So I can do this again.
Yes. You can do this again and again. It's going to be fine.
Yes.
All right. So have you read any books over the past year that you recommend? It doesn't have to be romance. It can be any genre. But what can our listeners pick up?
Well, I read Tessa Bailey's It Happened One Summer, earlier this summer. And I just loved it. It was just so romantic and funny and hot and just like really lovable characters. Like I just couldn't put it down. I enjoyed it so much. Mm-hmm. So that's one that I would definitely recommend.
Yes. I love It Happened One Summer. It's perfect if you love Schitt's Creek. It's just like a perfect, like if Alexis had her own her own story. This is like the book that you want to read. So
yes, and we're talking about Alexis Rose from Schitt's Creek, not me, Alexis.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. You do have a name now.
We do. You know, I have to admit, I love the show Schitt's Creek for many reasons, but one of them is because now there's finally merch with my name on it. And I definitely have at least two shirts that say a little bit Alexis on them.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Makes me very happy.
I would be very happy to just like merch, you know, like, hey, you know, so I love this. All right. So Alexis, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at Alexis Daria. I also have a website, alexisdaria.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter because I tend to send out exclusives, bonus stories, things like that.
Awesome.
Those are the best places to find me.
Awesome. Thank you, Alexis, for being in the chat.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for women's audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for LibreFM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.